Jesus set the example for us, not only as adults, but he set the example for children. At every time of life, Jesus showed us how to live. Listen to what happened to Jesus and his parents on a visit to Jerusalem. It's found in Luke, the 2nd chapter, and the 41st verse. Now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast. And when they had fulfilled the days as they returned, the child Jesus tarried behind in Jerusalem, and Joseph and his mother knew not of it. But they, supposing him to have been in the company, went a day's journey, and they sought him among their kinsfolk and acquaintance. And when they did not find him, they turned back again to Jerusalem to seek him. And it came to pass that after 3 days they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. And all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. And when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said unto him, Son, why have you done this to us? Look, your father and I have sought for you, sorrowing. And he said unto them, How is it that you look for me? Did you not know I must be about my father's business? And they understood not the saying which he spoke unto them. And he went down with them, and came to Nazareth, and was subject unto them. But his mother kept all these sayings in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature, and in favor with God and man. You see, Jesus not only showed wisdom for adults in this, but he showed that children are capable of having a relationship with God and can have the blessings of salvation. Look at the example that Jesus set for children. First of all, he said that he must be about his father's business. And I have observed that children are capable of understanding everything about salvation. They can understand confession and repentance and faith. In fact, they have such a faith that they bring wisdom to their parents. And many times it is the children who lead parents to Jesus Christ. They come to a Sunday school, or they come to some sort of catechism or something like that, and they take that home and they teach their parents and bring them along with them. The other thing it says is that Jesus was subject to his parents. He was obedient to them. Here is the Son of God. Here is the one who, as he matures in the understanding of deity, that is, he has the mind of God, but he was subject to his parents. And he also developed relationships, the relationship with God and a relationship with other people as he grew and matured. Let's pray. Oh, Father in heaven, help me never to take children for granted, Lord, that they just need a lesson, or they just need to be occupied while the adults have church, while the adults develop their relationship with God. Help me, O Lord, to see that children can be saved. They can understand. They have the moral capacity to develop a relationship with you, and that you can help them to grow up in favor with God and with others around them, with their parents, with adults, with other children. And you can help them just as you help us as adults. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.